What's up, everyone? This is David Greenspan, and you are listening to the Mindshare Podcast, a proud member of the Industry Syndicate Media Network. Additional podcasts are available at industrysyndicate.com and mindshare101.com. This week's episode is sponsored by Kits Keep in Touch Systems. This is episode 40, the Big 4-0. So, wow, uproar, backlash, support, and confusion. All reactions I received, amongst the many, to one of my recent posts in a popular real estate Facebook group. And I love it. I got people talking for sure, and I certainly exposed the craziness behind what makes our industry tick. Well, maybe more specifically, why people market themselves the way they do. Actually, I felt like the guy running from the angry mob who was carrying the torches and the pitchforks. But in this story, I also had the other mob who stood beside me and fought off the madness. And well, beyond that one, the Facebook post, I am grateful to all of you who are working to build more mindshare that I get to blast along on this ride with you. If you're listening to this and know exactly which post I'm referring to, wow, was it fun. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can only imagine how a Facebook group can light up with mixed opinions. But it's even more amazing what happens when people chime in without actually reading the post. Sidebar Facebook tip. If you are going to respond to anything, actually forget just Facebook. In life, if you are going to reply to something, share your opinion, react in any way, just make sure you actually read or listen to what has been said first. Then do your thing. Otherwise, your thing ends up creating the wrong perception, and we talked about that a few episodes ago. Anyways, here it is. A couple of weeks ago, I was out with the family over at a friend of ours' home for a barbecue, and at one point, I had gone outside to get something from the car. And as I'm walking back inside, I noticed a real estate sign three doors over. Being a marketer, though, I'm taking notice of this stuff for very different reasons than, say, our average homeowner, home buyer. I'm not looking at the sign with intentions of buying anything. Instead, I'm analyzing. I want to see what your message is. I want to understand what your motive is. I want to help you figure out how to be even more effective. At the end of the day, all this stuff costs money. And it is all in place to garner attention and drive more traffic your way. And there are a ton of options for how you can get your message across. I mean, I tell you all the time about the 7 ways to communicate. And we know that we only have two audiences, the people we know and the people we don't know. And when we analyze your Model T, we know that your for sale sign, or better way to say it, your sold sign, is really geared towards group number two, the people we don't know. That being said, we don't know them and they don't know us. And this being a know you, like you, trust you business, a relationship business, and us understanding that we do not sell TVs, cars, or pizzas, meaning this is not a transactional business and we cannot just put a house on sale this morning and sell it this afternoon, then we need to create marketing that will help establish the first part of the process, the know you factor. When working with either group, it is crucial that we deliver the right message across the right channel to the right audience. And always keep in mind what we actually do for a living, i.e., we help, air quotes, people buy and sell houses. So in essence, our goal every day is to build relationships, not try to get a quick deal, even though we all want the quick deal. Anyways, back to my Facebook post. So here I am walking back inside the house and I look over and I see this real estate sign. And the absolute first thing I see on the sign is 1%. This is the biggest, most prominent message on the whole thing. A 3x4 or 4x5, I don't know, whatever size this thing is, but a double-sided sign posted on the lawn hanging right in front of this person's home, and the message I get is 1%. So I think to myself, what does that mean? What do they actually mean by 1%? And the other thing I saw on the sign was a picture of two guys right next to the 1%. But this is all I got from the sign. 1% and two pictures. I was obviously totally confused. And again, remember that I have my marketing hat on. I also have my Mindshare 101 hat on, which is, I guess, like really the same thing in my world. But like, also keep in mind that right now, I am not in my car driving by. In fact, had I been simply driving by and that was the only message I got, I ask you, did their sign do the job it was supposed to? Remember that as I'm driving, I'm cruising along, I'm paying attention to my speed, I'm paying attention to other cars, people that might be crossing the street. I mean, you get it, like, I'm driving, and I'm focused on driving. Not that I can't look around, but in many cases, especially in residential neighborhoods, and even more so when they aren't the neighborhood we live in, we're alert, and we probably also have no idea what street we're even on. So now I'm driving, focused on driving, on a street that I'm not familiar with, and I see 1% with two faces next to it on a sign outside of a house. Should I just automatically know that this is a real estate sign? Okay, fine. Like, of course I knew it was a real estate sign, but like, that's not the point here, okay? Stay with me. So yes, I knew what it was, but what was I able to take away while driving by? I didn't clearly see their name or their contact info, and there was no indication of what the street name and the house number were. So again, as I drive by, what did I have to take away with me as a reference point? Nothing! Well, except the 1% and the two pictures of the people I've never met before. So what does that 1% mean anyways? Luckily for these guys, or maybe for me, I was not driving, and I was dying to know what it was, like why it was the most prominent message on their sign. Was this that they worked with a brokerage called 1%? Was their team name 1%? Were they suggesting they were only going to take 1% commission? So I walked right up to the sign. I mean, like, right up so that I could lean in and read it. And this is, like, this is what it said. Which, by the way, I want to point out that it is currently September 2019 as I share this with you. But the sign said, air quotes, as published by RE/MAX top 100 Canadian individuals for January to August 2016. This is why they have 1% on their sign? This is the main message that they want me to walk away with today? That they won an award over 3 years ago? Look, I'm all in if you want to be proud of your accomplishments, but there's a time and a place for how to go about it. Doing it the right way, so people are genuinely proud of you. That's what good news is about. It's good for you. And in the moment, people are happy to celebrate with you. But 3 years later, and this is the main takeaway from your sign? How about this? You want to advertise it? Go add it on a spot on your website. And you know what? If you're still that excited, you can build it its own website. But on your sold sign? Imagine right now that I share with you that Kits won a global marketing award back in 2016. But I didn't just share it with you. True story, by the way. But I made it like the biggest, most important message I could deliver. And it was everything I talked about. And that ended up being your big takeaway today. Seriously, think about it. Yes, I am proud. Yes, I am allowed to be. And so are those two guys on that sign. However, it was almost 3 to 4 years ago now. Okay, we get it. You know what I'm saying here? It's just old news. And with how fast news moves these days, it's like really old news already. Or maybe they're not using it to get accolades. Here. Maybe it's supposed to get people to think it's only 1% commission. And then when they present the offer, it's like, oh yeah, no, we want the full 2.5%, but you know, we'll give you a deal on it for like only 2%, you know, because there's just two of us. Or maybe it's a sale of some kind, you know, like you see in the weekly flyers. Okay, jokes. Seriously though, why is the 1% the biggest takeaway? One thing I know as I got closer to the sign, I could see the RE/MAX logo, and from reading the message from like 6 inches away, I also knew that it was a RE/MAX, so I know they didn't work for a company called 1%. And from a branding perspective, what are you guys doing there? You're making the RE/MAX brand look like a discount brand, and you've sent the wrong message. Actually, a very confusing message to people. Now, you may be listening to this thinking, but Dave, it worked, and you're telling us about it. And yes, you are correct that I am telling you about it, and that it did get my attention. But go back to what I said before. I have my hat on, not a homebuyer hat on. Know what I mean? This is what I do. And seeing that 1% from my eyes is what got me talking about it. I mean, how could it not? I also told you earlier what the message I got from it was. Well, the one I would have had if I was in the car driving by, I would have not known what 1% was referring to. I would have spent my 2, maybe 3 seconds of attention on wondering about that. And then I would have kept driving and never anything more than a what the, you know what, moment, right? 2 to 3 seconds. That is all you have. So you need to ensure that the message we get builds the right type of mindshare. Let's play this over again. And seriously, you need to take your real estate hat off for a moment. You're driving down this residential road for the first time on your way somewhere. As you are driving, you see a for sale sign. On it, you see 1%. You see two pictures. And then you're gone, past the house. Seriously, it was that fast. So now let's do this. What did you see on the sign? Well, 1% and two people. Get any info about the house? Not that I saw. Oh well, continue driving. Guys, that's exactly how it goes. And this is why I have dedicated today's entire show to this one for sale sign. So now we come to your sign. What does your sign look like when we do the drive-by? Have you ever tried that out on your own sign? Like daytime, nighttime, like ever? It's a great little exercise to see if you're using the sign the right way. So what info should we have had driving by? Well, easy. Name, contact info, logo. Like, I'd always personally, seriously, I'd love to see the street address on there as well, but it's not something people do, and like, whatever. That's all, though. Like, I'd love to see it. But I'm sorry. I just don't need your photo. I don't need your rewards. I have your website and your social media for that. I can get everything I need right there. Just give me the really important stuff that I can get in the matter of 2 or 3 seconds so that I can find out more. And don't make yourself seem like a website, by the way, right? People want to buy homes from people. So let's go through that list again. Your sign should have your name, your contact number, your website, and your company logo. Branding and information are so important in that 2 or 3 seconds. If I drive by and like I don't recognize the brand, I don't develop that immediate know you factor, which we already established is where it all starts. I have to first decide whether I know, and maybe I have to try hard to figure out if I know, but oh yeah, that was way more than 2 or 3 seconds and I'm already past the house. Alternatively, when you leverage the brand you're with, not that you like can't brand yourself, but do it within reasons so that you at least give people something immediate they can latch onto. Something that gets the, oh yeah, reaction. Keep them locked in rather than wondering. This is all marketing fundamentals. We're triggering the mind to react and make decisions by influencing each step it takes in the process. Now, when I'm driving by, branding, I recognize. Check. Okay, where's the contact info? Boom, got it. And keep driving. But this time, we make the call, and you receive that call. I shared a story about something I posted on Facebook, and we see this all the time. Remember that you're working to build positive mindshare all the time, and that requires using different channels to deliver your message, keeping in mind that each channel, and this is a big takeaway from today, each channel needs to share a consistent message in its own way. Your sold sign, it's short and sweet. Your website, it's informative. Your social media, it adds value. Your newsletters, they share a business message. You know what I mean? Remember, I am not stopping to get out of my car and look at your sign. I am going to keep driving. So use that time wisely. You're either listening to this on iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. Or maybe you went to industrysyndicate.com or even mindshare101.com. Wherever you like to consume your content, please rate, review, and subscribe. And if you haven't yet, connect with me on Facebook at mindshare101 and on Instagram at davidgreenspan101. This has been another episode of the Mindshare Podcast. Thanks everyone for listening.